This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Come on! America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, as I like to do, we're going to be doing combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington. I have to tell you, I should have had your theme music up and ready, and I've been remiss. Please forgive me.
I'm glad you pointed that out, man.
You wouldn't have thought about it, would you?
No, you saved me the trouble, brother.
I remember the good things, and then I remember the shortcomings. That's just the way I got to roll.
Yeah.
So, now did you ever work in a straight leg unit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
7th Infantry Division. The 7th ID Light out of Fort Ord, California.
Well, that must have been fun being at Fort Ord.
Yeah, it was kind of a doom and gloom thing. You know, if you walked outside, you realized something was wrong, the sun was probably shining.
Right, right. Anyway, in your time, and in my time, right, so, see, we had, in Europe, we had the standard size ruck. They had another ruck during my time in that they called the Ranger ruck, which was basically just a bigger rucksack.
Yeah.
And nowadays I look at the Ranger ruck, and I believe the correct term for this is the Alice pack. But there was a small Alice pack, and there was a big Alice pack. And so we ran a Alice pack. And we would run them with a waterproof bag on the inside of them, because in Europe it's very soggy. And that was it. In the event that I went to war, all I had to bring was my clothing. I didn't have to worry about food. I didn't have to worry about carrying any of my other stuff. I had my TO&E, but I was wearing most of that. As far as the equipment they issued me, I had to bring the extreme cold weather gear. Just depend on what the field exercise was that I was going to.
Right.
That would not be the way it would work if I had to run for my life in one of these WROL situations. Now, would it?
Well, there's a few more things that you're going to have to take into consideration.
Right.
You know, especially when you're on your own, so to speak, and you're not, you know, you don't have the government to rely on or the government backing of Uncle Sam.
Right.
So you're going to have to either foot the bill or provide your entire supply chain of items, whatever you need. You're going to have to provide that for yourself, you know, whether it's you have it or you need to acquire it. But the fact of the matter is, again, you know, we've had many different conversations around this topic. And there's so many different facets to the topic itself.
Right.
You're going to find out it's going to boil down to food, water, and ammunition.
Right.
And like what you have on, what you're wearing.
Right.
See, here's a different perspective. To take your clothing, you know, your personal clothing a little more serious. See, we're used to, you know, being able to change our clothing. And, oh, it's dirty? Change it. Oh, it's dirty? Wash it. It's not how it's going to work when the balloon goes up. Whatever you're wearing is very possibly
going to be it.
Only set of clothes you're going to have for a while.
Yep.
also, you know, the fit and function, the type of material, do you dress in layers? You know, it changes the game considerably when you look at your personal clothing from that standpoint of being forced to live in what you're wearing for an undetermined amount of time. It's kind of like, whoa. Well, then I need to address my footgear. And let's speak about footgear real quick.
Sure.
I just bought a – my left ankle has been bothering me a little bit. You know, I smashed it years ago and had it operated on twice. And then, of course, my right foot, I had my Achilles tendon rebuilt. So footgear is very important to me. And I look around now that I'm back active, I was looking around for the kind of footgear that I needed for adequate support. And I wound up purchasing a pair of Danner hunting boots, non-insulated hunting boots, that surprisingly are similar in, you know, to like a military combat boot.
Right.
That size of a boot. And, like 10-inch boot. But the thing about it is, you know, of course it's modern materials and all kinds of wacky design goes into them today, but having, broken them in and worn them, a little bit, they're perfect for what I need. But it struck me when I realized the similarity to, you know, a military boot, but only in, you know, the size and the height of the boot. But, that's pretty much my normal, my daily wear shoes now.
Well, I mean, right now for my boots, I'm wearing Adidas made a pair of combat boots, believe it or not, a pair of tactical boots. And those wear pretty good, but I saw a pair of Danner. Now, do these look like they made out, the ones you bought, are they made out of leather?
Oh, no.
No?
No. The, there's some kind of, I don't know, super duper material.
Gotcha.
That's supposed to do it all.
I'm looking at a pair of Danners at REI, although I'm also looking at a pair of Solomons. So I don't know. I've heard that a lot of guys go to Solomon that get out of the military, and that's the thing, right? Because when I was in the service, we had to do once a year, we had to do a road march back from Graffenveer to Bamberg. That was 135 miles in 3 days. You think we didn't know about what a good pair of boots was?
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, that was a run. We were basically running all day.
I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, to that end, I would have loved to have had a pair of Solomons or a pair of these Danner boots you're talking about, because it's like having a pair of basketball shoes on.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the same, you know.
Well, the military has paid a lot more attention to footgear.
I've noticed that.
Guys are allowed to wear it now.
Yeah.
Guys and girls.
I have noticed that. I've noticed they've sort of segued and they've gotten away from the whole Cochran jump boot mentality that I was very much into,
right.
That. I got my first pair and I spit shined those things every chance I got half a chance to do them. So anyway, Super Dave, he is at Combat Speed LLC. He's back. He's getting back into the swing of things. He's gone through a couple of health issues, which he has slowly wound himself back from. And this is good for the gun community because this means his mind, this guy that looks at things in a different way than you and I, he's going to be out there again teaching very soon. He's also on Facebook, S. Dave Space Harrington. Is that what it is?
Yes, S. Space Dave Space Harrington.
I got you. So if you want to see what he's doing there, go check out what he's doing there. As for everything else, well, the only time he seems to poke his head out and look around and just tell anybody what's going on, it's right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Have you been playing your guitar very much here lately?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a daily thing or?
Turned into an every other day thing now.
Right.
By the way, man, I will state the fact that today is my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Super Dave.
Thanks, dude.
I'll be there with you soon.
Cool. What I did was I arranged everything where I could literally take this month off and focus on me.
Right.
Or, you know, physical training regimen, gym work schedule, the whole nine yards.
Right.
I've been working at getting, you know, back in action for the past 3 months. And the time is now where I believe I can physically handle like a regular workload. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I certainly hope I can handle a regular workload. I'm not really thinking in terms of having to compromise in any specific area. I'm just taking it everything with a grain of salt, and we'll see how it works out.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm interested to see how that works. Because in the beginning, when I was coming back, right, from my heart thing, I had to do things slightly different. And then the longer I kept on, you know, I just didn't quit doing them.
Right.
And as time went on, it slowly, gradually got back to where it felt normal. So it's the most important part of it is just beginning. So that'll be interesting to see. Watch how it goes. And 63 years young. Impressive. Very impressive. We're, you know, when we're gone, I don't know what happens to the world, Dave.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't even know if I'll care.
Yeah, I know, man. It's exposed to the universe.
Yeah.
Joining the universe is going to be a kind of an exciting moment.
It should be. Now, we were talking about clothing and everything. Now, when we're talking about a pack to carry this in, because most of the time you're going to carry it on your back. If you're not in a vehicle, if you get in your vehicle, you're going to go somewhere, but eventually you're going to have to get out of the vehicle somewhere, somehow, some way, unless you're going to live in it, right?
Correct.
So, if you're packing a pack, what kind of a pack do you look at? What does Super Dave recommend for a pack?
Well, to address the circumstances, I'm not going to have anything more than, in respect to the pack itself, I'm not going to have anything larger than like a 3-day pack.
Right.
Because you've got to keep in mind, if you're going to be prepared across the spectrum, you very well may have to fire maneuver with this pack on your back.
Right.
And does its size and weight allow you to do that? I don't know. Or is it going to be a rucksack of a size or a backpack, the size of something that you may have to ditch and then go back and recover
right
after the action's complete? I don't know. But the reason I choose a 3-day pack is so I can't put too much stuff in it. I guarantee you, man, if you buy a rucksack or a backpack that's huge and can carry a bunch of stuff,
you're going to fill it up.
You're going to fill it up with a bunch of stuff. And it's heavy. You know, you got to... There's a common sense cutoff in what you absolutely need versus the weight that it is, because you're going to have to carry it.
I've thought about that. At this particular point, though, the thing is, here's what I'm thinking. In the bag itself, I'm probably not going to, you know, I'll have water on me, but it's not going to be like gallons of water. It's going to be some water, maybe a canteen or two, and a way to purify water, and some collapsible bags to gather water and purify the water. And food is probably going to be some sort of MREs or something that's lightweight and it's freeze-dried and it doesn't take up a lot of space. And then might have some first aid. And do you carry any spare ammunition in your ruck?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it should be packed on top. Or in a manner in which you have immediate access to it.
Right. Now, I saw something the other day where they, supposedly, this was a special operations guy, and they used bandoliers to put the magazines in there, and then they fold them to where they're on top of each other, and then that goes on top. Is that the way you would recommend to to do that, if you can find the bandoliers?
Negative. I would have it magged up. Any reserve ammo that I have
is magged up.
It's going to be in a mag. Yeah.
Well, no, this is one where they got out there and they pulled some white thread out of the bandolier. Now it could hold a full size magazine, and the magazines are in there. They folded on top of each other, already magazined up, so they could just pull out the whole.
Oh, okay. Oh, dig it.
So how much spare ammo do you carry?
Well, I would have like a combat load on my body.
Right, which is seven.
The standard combat load, so people understand what we're talking about, is 210 rounds.
Right.
Seven 30-round magazines.
Right.
For 210 rounds. That's the standard U.S. Army infantryman's combat loadout. I'd have a loadout on my body and a loadout at my rucksack.
So you'd have a replenishment in the rucksack. Seven more magazines in the rucksack. Okay, so you got 14 magazines.
At least, yeah.
And what about, what are you doing for food? Are you taking are you going to get those calorie bricks? Or are you getting MREs? What are you doing with that?
Scavenging, acquiring as I go.
Yeah, well, there's that.
But on my immediate person, my pack, high calorie protein bars, stuff like that, man. The real dense calorie stuff you probably shouldn't eat any other time.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember the name of, I've got these bars that they're like, very high calorie bars.
I know what you're talking about. I've never even seen them, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not looking forward to eating them because they don't taste very good.
But that's a survival situation. I'll tell you what, hang on for me, if you will. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. I realize a lot of you have gotten accustomed to hearing from Super Dave and everything, and I'm trying to, and it's easy to do with him. So these are all things brought from his perspective, from the Combat Speed LLC perspective, from his experience, from his life, his life's book. And, we got some more to come because we're only halfway through with this. So stand by if you would. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. In Bethlehem, Christmas is carrying a heavy heart this year amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza. The traditional Christmas Day events and concerts have been called off, leaving Manger Square deserted and guarded by security forces. The Biden administration is seeking congressional assistance to address the backlog of immigration cases within the Justice Department.
We've asked Congress for a lot more money and authority to hire more immigration judges.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, speaking on ABC's This Week, acknowledged that the Justice Department has successfully resolved a record number of immigration cases in the past couple of years. An unaccompanied 6-year-old child who was flying on Spirit Airlines to visit his grandmother in Fort Myers was put on the wrong flight. Spirit Airlines apologized and said the child was never in danger or unsupervised and with one of their team members the entire time. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Hamilton from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about what you should have on you and everything. Now, when we're talking about the amp, so you got seven magazines in your pack. You got seven magazines on your body. Is this a chest rig or is this a plate carrier?
Chest rig. Okay. It's a 10-speed chest rig.
Oh, so you like Blue Force gear too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's my. Yeah, that's what I have.
The majority of my gear is Blue Force. Yeah.
So, and that's going to that's a really lightweight rig. What do you think about the magazine pouches that are on the Blue Force gear rig? The stretchy elastic, because they don't ever seem to stretch out with me.
No, it's a very high quality material. It's got more elasticity, but you're right. They don't, stretch out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now the mouth of the pouch might get a little worn. That's no big deal. It's going to happen. But, the secret is in the coverage for the mag body itself. You know, they actually provide enough of a pocket where the mags, the elasticity of the material, you know, actually supports the mag fairly well without, overstretching it, you know, overdrawing. They're just durable.
Yeah.
You know, I dig them.
I mean, I've had mine now for, I don't know. I've had mine for, gosh, 10 or 11 years. Mine is called the Bare Necessities. That's what they call mine. It's got four pouches for AR mags.
Right.
And I've got three in the little pouch behind it. And it's got two pouches for pistol mags. And on the other side, I've got room for some medical. And to your point, now I carry a minimum of three tourniquets with me.
Very good. Yeah, I don't know how I settled on six, but I figured, you know, they're not just for myself.
Right.
You know, they're really, you know, if I run across somebody that needs one, of course I'll use it. You just want to make sure you've got enough, you know, to get by until you get resupplied or acquire more.
And they're small and they don't weigh that much. Do they?
But they do take up space.
They do take up space, but I mean, like, you can, like, do you strap one to your gun butt? Do you have one on your chest rig somewhere? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I've got them placed in different areas of my body.
Right.
For easy access, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I need one for my left leg, I've got one in my left cargo pocket. That type of assignment. But, all in all, you want to make sure that once you identify all your gear and you get it packed, make sure when you pack it, you kind of do it in a reverse order standpoint of least likely to need it to most likely to need it.
So like your ammo is going in there last. Because you need it first.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. But weigh it. Know how much your gear weighs. You should weigh everything and have a good knowledge of what you have and the ratio of, you know, value versus the weight of whatever it is. You know what I mean? Is it worth carrying? Is it worth having? Because nobody that has really spent any time under the affectionately named pain bag, you can't really appreciate, you can't appreciate when somebody says, well, you know, ounces are pounds and pounds are pain.
Right.
You know, you understand what that means.
Yeah, I do.
You know, but I mean, beyond the literal sense, because you've experienced it.
Well, I've experienced the pain of a long, long, long road march twice.
All right.
And
I don't know how many miles I've moved over the ground. I couldn't begin to tell you.
Well, I mean, I was in a mech infantry unit. The only time I ever put those kind of miles in was on those particular days when we were commemorating a headlong rush out of the Vosges Mountains in World War II. But those were the days. Those were the days, my friend. Anyway.
No doubt.
Anyway. Now, you mentioned you like a three-day pack. As far as the three-day pack, do you have one that you prefer? Is there a name brand or?
You know, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. You know, I'm not like the gear guy.
Well, I know, but I mean, the only reason the only reason I'm asking that is
off the top of my head,
right? And the only reason I'm asking you that is because,
But see, I got another issue with answering your question, though.
Sure.
See, the one thing I figured out in my 63 years, I've got this thing for cool gear bags. I have so many gear bags, it's unreal. And I'm talking about brand new, never used. But you know what happens? When I see a cool bag that's laid out nice and right, I'll go ahead and purchase it because one day, if I need it, I'll have it.
Right.
So, you know, for me to remember a specific make and manufacturer, kind of an impossibility when you're talking about gear bags, because I've got all kinds of gear bags. But the specific one that I'm using now, the three-day pack, was designed as a three-day pack.
Right. Okay.
And you're not getting any more than 3 days worth of gear in it. So I would rather, I'm weighing towards bugging out and being as light as possible but still, you know, maintaining the capability of sustaining myself for 3 days at a time.
Right.
That's still going to require me to scavenge or acquire, additional, you know, foodstuffs, water, whatever items I need, depending on how bad things are, whatever means necessary. You know, I would like to revisit the simple fact that we're all, as the human animal, we're all 37 days away from being savages anyway.
Right.
So
that's the way it actually works out. Yeah, that's actually the way it works out. So
yeah, when that survival instinct kicks in, I think a lot of people would be surprised what they would probably be willing to do to survive. Or, you know, keep your loved ones safe and well.
Well, hang on for me. We got two more things to cover here on what we're throwing in our bag. This is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, a 20-year veteran of special operations, a pistol instructor, a fighting instructor of a caliber that is a very rarefied air. And right now he's taking a little break, letting everything reset. It's his birthday to him today. Happy birthday, Super Dave. And there's just one. We got one more to go, and then we'll be off to the races. But, yeah, this is the place you can find him. This is the only place you can find him right now. I feel honored to have the exclusive. It is an honor to have the exclusive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yes, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave. We're talking about what he's bugging out with and everything. Now, we're in the period of the year, Dave, where everybody gets out and goes, oh, this beautiful, crisp autumn air, even though you're in Florida, which I don't know how autumny it gets in Florida, but here where I'm at in South Carolina, we have nice, crisp, autumny air. The problem is, if you had to actually bug out and go out in the middle of the night, and you were unprepared for this, even though it's the autumn time, you could have hypothermia set in and it'll kill you while you're just trying to get some sleep that night. So in your bag, and we haven't even talked about the food, we talked about the hydration, we've talked about the bullets and all the stuff we need to fight with, and the first aid and all the other stuff. What do you keep in your bag to keep you dry? And to get some sleep, because you need some sleep, you need to be able to stay warm, that kind of thing.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I have one poncho.
Yeah.
The classic Wooby poncho liner.
Right.
And three space blankets. I remember
the space blanket. So I'm trying to figure out. Have you got the Wooby around you, and then you wrap the space blanket around the Wooby?
No.
Oh.
Space blankets go against your body.
Okay.
The poncho is for the shelter.
Right.
Makeshift shelter. Now, even if it's just a lean-to, something to keep the wind and moisture off you. And, of course, I mean, how can you not have a poncho liner with you, dude? You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm
having trouble finding one. Where do you find one at?
Oh, I always had mine.
Oh.
I've got two or three that I purchased a long time ago.
Yeah.
They just hang on to them. Yeah.
Now, the one thing we need to point out about shelter, if you're in a bug out situation, this is when you make your field expedient shelter, you want that as low profile as you can make it, don't you?
Right.
How low to the ground do you put yours? Just barely enough to crawl up under?
Yeah, just as long as I can fit. You know, I need some space. You know, you don't want to be up against it. So you're going to need some space. But just, you know, keep it low to the ground. Try to stay out of sight. I mean, I've slept literally on the ground wrapped in nothing but a poncho liner in what, maybe 20 degree desert, you know,
right.
Weather.
And
no problem. But, you know, you've also got to be accustomed to the environment too, you know.
Right.
You got to climatize. But all of these things are kind of immaterial in one respect. Do you have somewhere to go? You know what I mean? If you're bugging out, do you have somewhere to go? Do you have a destination? Do you think it's legit that you might even be able to make it? My biggest concern right now, even though I've shifted towards bugging out instead of bugging in, my first problem is if things happen rapidly, I probably won't be able to get out of here because there's too many people.
Right.
The whole system will become choked. My decision is more, has to be made more timely. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where I kind of have to read the circumstances and anticipate when things are going to get bad so I can leave and get out of here before it actually goes bad.
Right.
And I get caught in the crowd. So, but until then, you know, I'll just have to play the odds just like everybody else is doing.
Right.
And see what happens.
Yeah, the bugging in versus the bugging out. The bugging out, I mean, bugging out would be, well, like what happened in Israel. I could see a bunch of people bugging out from these kibbutzes in Israel when that first happened if they had somewhere to go. Although the way they had it set up, they supposedly had defensive teams inside these, and some of them activated and some did not. But right. The only reason to bug out is if where you're at is going to be made very inhospitable, right?
True. But I don't want, here's my biggest concern. You're going to have whatever initiates this calamity.
Right.
You're going to have that problem. But the second largest problem you're going to have, which may surpass the first problem, is you're going to have X number of people that are going to be prepared. And then you're going to have more people that are unprepared. So when people jokingly talk about the zombie apocalypse, I kind of laugh because I think it's going to be true because the zombies are going to be the have-nots. When things get really bad, you're going to have the haves, the people that are prepared and are, you know, can take care of themselves for a little while, and then the have-nots. So the haves, immediate concern beyond whatever caused the problem in the first place, are going to be the have-nots that want what you have. And therefore, you know, that's why they call it survival. What are you going to do?
Right. Interesting. The thing that I think about the most is the parts where I have to make that decision myself because I don't know what it's like where you're at, but when you talk about getting choked in into where you can't get out because of the, and you would probably, I mean, you have hurricanes and everything bearing down in Florida. So you have seen with your own eyes how bad it gets when they take to the roads in a panic, huh?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's chaos. The roads are choked off. Everything's at a standstill, a crawl. And even the bottom line is, even when you get out, they won't let you back in. You know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like that. But I've always sat through the hurricanes. I've never left. So I've never had to deal with the crowds, so to speak. But there's a lot of people who get frustrated. You know, they leave. They fully intend to get away from the storm. And they wind up, you know, being in the storm on the highway in their vehicle instead of at home, where it's probably safer.
Right, right.
It's kind of crazy.
And then they run out of gas while they're sitting there in a parking lot, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with bugging out.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it. I mean, the only reason I'm doing it is because I'm single and I can't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You don't have anybody to. That's, you know, that's one thing that I see all these guys talking about. Okay, let's, if you're walking along and somebody starts swinging shots at you, this is how you get to cover and everything. But you never see a guy out there with two kids and a wife saying, okay, now this is how you get undercover in this situation. There's a lot of things to take under consideration, isn't it?
Well, if you're going to be responsible for your family,
yeah,
it's completely off the chart. there's a lot of things that you need to have worked out with your family members already. And something else, you know, as far as your preparation plan, what people need to remember is if you are in fact prepared and have a preparation plan, that plan is yours and nobody else's. It's not to be discussed. You know, it's kind of like, I've never understood why people want to, you know, like, it's a guy thing, I guess, where, hey, let me show you all my guns. Well, why would I do that? I don't want to show you all my guns. Nope. I don't want you to know what I have.
Nope.
You know, at what point does your survival rest on your own awareness of operational security?
Well, there's a lot of people don't know what that is. Maybe we'll have to talk about that next time. Tell you what, speaking of time, we have run out of time. Of course, Super Dave joins me every week to do this kind of talk, to talk this kind of stuff. Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bill.
Everybody go friend Super Dave on Facebook, S Dave Harrington. And go wish him happy birthday on his Facebook page. He'll be back and with more combat pistol craft right here on the with me. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Come.